Exodus, chapter 22. If a man will steal an ox, or a sheep, and kill it, or sell it, he will pay 5 oxen for an ox, and 4 sheep for a sheep. If the thief is found breaking in, and is struck so that he dies, there will be no bloodguiltiness for him. If the sun is risen on him, there will be bloodguiltiness for him, he will make restitution. If he has nothing, then he will be sold for his theft. If the theft is found in his hand alive, whether it is ox, or donkey, or sheep, he will pay double. If a man will cause a field or vineyard to be eaten, and will let his beast loose, and it feeds in another man's field, of the best of his own field, and of the best of his own vineyard, he will make restitution. If fire breaks out, and catches in thorns, so that the shocks of grain, or the standing grain, or the field are consumed, he who kindled the fire will surely make restitution. If a man will deliver to his fellow man silver or stuff to keep, and it is stolen out of the man's house, if the thief is found, he will pay double. If the thief is not found, then the master of the house will come near to the gods, to see whether he has not put his hand to his fellow man's goods. For every matter of trespass, whether it is for ox, for donkey, for sheep, for raiment, or for any manner of lost thing, of which one says, "This is it," the cause of both parties will come before the gods. He whom the gods will condemn will pay double to his fellow man. If a man delivers to his fellow man a donkey, or an ox, or a sheep, or any beast, to keep, and it dies, or is hurt, or driven away, no man seeing it. The oath of Yahweh will be between them both, whether he has not put his hand to his fellow man's goods, and its owner will accept it, and he will not make restitution. But if it is stolen from him, he will make restitution to its owner. If it is torn in pieces, let him bring it for witness, he will not make good that which was torn. And if a man borrows anything of his fellow man, and it is hurt, or dies, its owner not being with it, he will surely make restitution. If its owner is with it, he will not make it good. If it is rented, it is included in its rental payment. And if a man entices a virgin who is not betrothed, and lies with her, he will surely pay a dowry for her to be his wife. If her father completely refuses to give her to him, he will pay silver according to the dowry of virgins. You will not allow a witch to live. Whoever lies with a beast will surely be put to death. Whoever sacrifices to the gods will be completely destroyed. And a sojourner you will not wrong, neither will you oppress him, for you were sojourners in the land of Egypt. You will not afflict any widow, or fatherless child. If you afflict him at all, and he cries at all to me, I will surely hear his cry. And my wrath will wax hot, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives will be widows, and your sons fatherless. If you lend silver to any of my people with you who is poor, you will not be to him as a creditor, neither will you lay on him interest. If you at all take your fellow man's garment for a pledge, you will restore it to him before the sun goes down. For that is his only covering, it is his garment for his skin, in what will he sleep? And it will come to pass, when he cries to me, that I will hear, for I am gracious. You will not revile the gods, nor curse a ruler of your people. You will not delay to offer of your harvest, and of the outflow of your presses. The firstborn of your sons you will give to me. Likewise you will do with your oxen, and with your sheep, 7 days it will be with its dam, on the 8th day you will give it to me. And you will be holy men to me, therefore you will not eat any flesh that is torn of beasts in the field, you will cast it to the dogs.